Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Over the past few months, I've been visiting and revisiting studies on the effect of person, ways the presence of humans affects animal physiology and behavior. I'm doing this because I'm writing a paper on animal welfare in human-animal interactions. Currently, the emphasis on human-animal interactions, such as animals who are used for therapy and education, is almost totally anthropocentric. It's about how an animal presence benefits people physiologically and behaviorally. But what I want to do is to explore the effect of humans on these animals. Although we have systems in place to ensure the welfare of farm animals and laboratory animals, there is no such system when it comes to animals who are used in this manner. I couldn't help thinking about this when I saw a video clip of what turned out to be a beautiful landing of a JetBlue airliner under rather horrendous conditions. The pilot managed to bring the plane down, everybody was safe, but I'm sure inside the plane there must have been some very harrowing moments. And certainly when the plane touched down, there must have been sounds and scents that were very frightening to those who were on board. And increasingly, those on board includes animals, trained service animals, as well as emotional support animals who sometimes have no training whatsoever. They're there because they make their owners feel better. I thought about how prepared were these animals for this, and realized that the answer to that was most likely not at all. As if that weren't bad enough, the human beings that these animals should have been able to turn to for comfort at that time would be expecting the animals to fulfill that role. So I'm looking at these effect of person studies. Oddly enough, our first insights into the physiological power of the human-animal bond came from physiology. Pavlov was well aware of this. And he passed this awareness on to his students. One of his students, who then went on to do a lot of work himself, most of it out of Johns Hopkins University, was H. Horsley Gant. In addition to being a brilliant scientist, Gant was also an observer. On the weekends, he would leave the city and go to the country, and often he would take his dogs with him. And because he was a physiologist, he was attuned to the way their breathing and their heart rate changed as they reached the more relaxing environments of the country. But relative to the effect of person, even after years of study, Gant realized that there were things about the effect of person that were yet to be known. In a paper he wrote in 1971, he said that the effect of person may take two forms. And I'm going to quote him now. One, he, referring to the person, may act as a signal from some past experience in the same way as any other conditional signal acts. Thus, the person who is mistreated, a child or dog, may elicit anxiety, fear, or aggression. This is the more evident effect of person. And actually right now you'll see this in bond studies. If there is an effect of person as it relates to an animal, most likely this will be presented in the form of studies of animal abuse. Humans at their worst. Going on, Gant said, number two, there is another less understood, obscure influence of one individual upon another. Without knowing its mechanism, we see the profound effect. whether it depends on some undiscovered information-transmission relationship remains to be seen. Here is a vast field for investigation, but adequate methods are presently lacking. It is this second factor, this undiscovered information-transmission relationship that Gant referred to, that sums up the human-animal bond. The human-animal bond is a physiological reality. It is an information-transmission relationship. It is the ability of members of different species to communicate with each other. So far, there's been little concern about this. Those of you who have experienced this information transmission relationship with a member of another species, a dog, a cat, a bird, a horse, a chance encounter with a wild animal on a trail, we know it's there. We just have to hope that somewhere along the line, there will be enough people who have the will to understand how it works.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.